Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Heyo.
And our friend, Nick.
Hey.
We are on the fourth issue of this Lock and Key Head Games arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, check out our last three, as well as episodes 64 through... I was waiting for you to... Okay. 69.
Nice.
Ah, you fucker. So we start out this fourth issue here.
Okay, and this threw me off.
It's supposed to.
Yeah, because I thought it was Bode.
Yep. What we have here, we have a cave system.
It's the cliffs by Locke yep. Manor, right?
And we have
a key house, I guess.
Same.
Yeah.
We have what looked like Bode climbing into the cave. We see some voices coming out, and as we flip to the next page, we see it's actually Duncan coming down the cave. And in the cave itself, in the systems, is Rendell and Luke,
the whole group. Crew. Whatever you call theater
troop.
Gaggle. Troop. There yep. we go.
It's basically all the friends.
And yeah. East Battery 13, Lovecraft Station, U.S. government personnel only.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting introduced to more of the grounds of Key House. And the reason this is relevant is because we go to the next page, and we see Duncan. He's back at, I guess I said Boston before. He's
Providence
in Provincetown in Massachusetts.
Not Boston.
They do go to Boston, though, at some point, though. He's teaching his class, which is an art class. But he had told his students to take a picture and then flip it upside down and draw / paint or do whatever from that picture
because
upside
you get
down.
More details that you didn't even know were there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know the Crown of Shadows. It seems to always cause specific characters' shadows to take a specific form every
yes.
time.
So I was going to get on that on the actual when we get to Crown of Shadows.
Okay.
But we can get, yeah, we'll definitely get more in-depth with it in the next book.
But anyway, so he was talking about drawing the pictures upside down, making details that you didn't know were there.
Yep, because the picture he drew, it was a picture of
the caves.
The caves and the cliff. And so he has his drawing. He starts to flip it right side up. And one of his students says, "Who are the people coming out of the cave?" And he's like, "What people? There's nobody in the picture.
I didn't draw any people." And he's like,
"You look into it. And yeah, there are two individuals coming out of the cave when the picture itself
doesn't
has no people."
And right. He says, "Isn't that wonderfully schizophrenic?"
He then gets a phone call from his boyfriend, Brian. And he's like, "Yeah, I definitely need a cold drink." So they're going to go out to the bar later. Go back to Ellie Whedon. And,
taking a cold shower.
Yes.
Not for a fun reason either.
Nope. She's
feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm. And Zach comes walking in and wondering what the hell she's doing. And she's starting to babble. All those people are dead because of us, because of me.
Oh, come on. Give it the...
No. Joe Ridgway, my mother, Mark Cho, and Kim. And Zach's like, "Mark Cho, Kim, let's stick to things that's happened this century." Which is a nice little jab.
Mm-hmm.
But also opens
she says,
up.
"You should be dead."
Yeah, well, I was going to refer to, she mentioned her mother being dead. And we know Joe Ridgway was murdered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know when Zach first showed up, him saying, "I killed your mom." We started putting the piece together. Why would they bring up Mark and Kim unless something bad happened to them? Now, I think as of right now, the rumor is that they just...
drown or something.
Drowned.
Right? Yeah.
So now we're getting into maybe something
Didn't.
Else happened. Maybe something
a little more
sinister.
To the story than
yeah.
there is.
But yeah, you're right. She goes on saying, "You should be dead and I brought you back. You do things, terrible things, impossible terrible things. And that's not the worst. You're in my head somehow."
Yeah.
Zach turns off the faucet, turns off the water, and starts to try and... I'm not even going to say romance her, just tries to...
Just seduces her.
Seducing isn't even the right word. He just kind of...
He just fucks use her.
He kind of forces himself on her. But she's like...
She does say what you think you're doing.
But she doesn't...
Stop him.
Stop him. Yes, that's right. The big thing.
Yeah. But actually, she doesn't say what do you think you're doing. That'd be Kinsey.
Ah, yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
But she is yelling at Tyler because Tyler brought over Jordan and Zach.
Because you bring over this honey study partner. Is that what you call it?
He's got that dumb look.
Looks more like Bode than it does like Tyler.
But yeah. It's he brought him over to show him to show them the head key. And Kinsey was against it because they had talked about it previously. Like
they had just promised.
Yeah, that they weren't going to show anybody. Because
but they were going to talk to each other first before brought anybody in.
And then Tyler's like, but...
yeah, like my hand is getting too tired. So he has the key and Jordan's there. Zach shows up and he opens up his head.
Dude, wait. First off.
Go ahead.
What took you so long? Aunt Ellie shoved a bunch of hot cherry pie in my face and wouldn't let me go until I ate myself sick. He was talking about eating pussy.
Yep.
Hey, this is what an NC-17 podcast.
Explicit. Definitely explicit. I earned that explicit tag for a reason.
Yeah.
So we have a scene here with the four of them, Jordan, Kinsey, Zach, and Bode looking on to Tyler with his head, top of his head off. Jordan starts laughing, and then she's like, oh God, like, no, get the... And she runs out.
But I'd also like to point out that Zach should have been surprised, should have been freaked out, and has...
Well, he...
That's it.
Especially since...
He's not supposed to know anything about any of this.
Well, we saw the other two, Kinsey and Tyler,
freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And even...
But this is... Here's the other thing. Like, we know who Zach is. So, right. Zach, he's not doing a good job acting
exactly.
For everybody else.
But that's what I'm saying. They should have noticed.
They should have picked it up on it. I literally lost my train. But, their focus, though, is not on Zach. Their focus is on Tyler right now. And then Jordan freaks out and runs out. Their focus shifts to her. Never does their focus shift to Zach. He does explain later on that he was freaked out a little bit, but
he seems very nonchalant,
which
is his attitude
usually.
So it's not really out of his character to just be like,
He does ask, though, where the key came from. And Kinsey's like, here, keyhouse, we think. We think it's one of many. We don't know, though. And he's like, interesting. Okay. If they were... I don't want to say smarter, but if they were paying more attention, they would have seen the signs.
Right. There are signs there, but that's always how these stories go.
Exactly. That's the whole point of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler stops Jordan from leaving to just say, hey, that was a really cool trick I did, right? Like, you should have seen your face. It was crazy. And Jordan's like, I don't...
She's crying and she's pissed off.
She's got
like,
serious trust issues. Yeah. She gets bothered when people try to trick her.
And she says, you know, I'm going through a lot and I don't have time to deal with bullshit like that with some freak.
Right. Mm-hmm. She thinks he's fucking with her, basically.
Yep. And so she, you know, drives off. Go back to... I think we are now in Boston with... I could be wrong. Maybe I just like Boston. I don't know. Either way,
maybe it's just the only place you really know that's in Massachusetts, so your mind keeps going down. There.
I know that's there. Anyway... we're with Duncan and his boyfriend Brian, and I like Brian. He's got like that shit-eating grin on his face all the time,
but he also looks like he might be some kind of like stalker slash hobo drunk.
He looks like a very sleazy guy.
Yeah, a little bit. You. Yeah. But
he, I like him. He's a very fun personality.
Yeah, he's really cool.
They're going to a bar called the Barracks. Is that what that says?
Yeah. Yes, sir. And they go wandering in, and they ask to turn on the game, the Sox game. And behind them, after they get up to the bar, they order themselves, you know, a drink. Behind them are these two, I don't want to say lumberjack ladies, but...
redneck-looking butch chicks.
Yeah. Which is hilarious because one of them is married, I think.
Yeah. Or at least seeing somebody that's lockup?
Yep. Well, let's see. What did they say here? The one lady, I don't remember names because I don't think they ever actually give their names.
The bigger butcher of the two chicks.
Well, so the other one, though. The other one asks how Ronnie, the butch one's whatever, how he's doing. And the butch one says, well, there was this one little spick drag queen who had put a hand on his butt in the cafeteria. Guess it's true. Fairies really can fly. Ronnie put him over the fucking lunch counter. The other one says, my cousin Mandy works in one of their clubs. I don't know how much or how she can do it. Touching all their dirty dishes. You just know some of them got the AIDS. And Brian, being the smartass that he is, he's like, maybe the reason your cousin Mandy doesn't mind serving gays is she's noticed they tip better than the straights. And since they pump millions into this dink water economy, you ought to consider yourself lucky they don't all disappear on Labor Day. Some of them even like the place enough to live here year-round. And because Brian gave them an answer to this conversation, loud conversation they were having about them, these two got super pissed off and attacked them. Duncan tries to get Brian to leave before anything could really happen. But Brian's like, I just got my drink. The game's on. It's fine. It's no big deal. Like, I'm not going to get pushed out because of these two homophobic girls. And that's when Duncan pushes Brian out of the way and gets decked in the head by the butch one
with a
beer bottle. And then the other one comes trying to attack Brian. But this, however, knocks Duncan out. But he has a memory of leaving the cave, the same cave we saw earlier, with Luke. Yes, Luke. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the bothersome part.
Was Dodge. Yeah.
And just saying how, Duncan's asking where they're going and saying, I want to go with you. Luke says, you can't, it isn't safe. And Duncan asks, why are you guys going then? Luke says,
because it isn't safe. Because it's safe. It's a bigger kid thing.
Yeah. He also says, to take it from your buddy Dodge, it wouldn't be fun if something happened to you. Head on back, okay? And hey, if anyone asks where we went, forget you saw us doing anything here, down here, okay? And we get, this is where we get the picture.
Right. It's the exact cave that he was painting previously. Yep.
So that we have a little insight what's going on. We go back to Kinsey and Bode and Zach in Kinsey's room, I think.
Do you think that poster in the background is supposed to be like the Crown of Shadows? It looks vaguely like the key.
Yeah,
it does. Interesting. The poster you're referring to, Nick, is this. Well, looks like a candle burning, wrapped
barbed wire around it.
Yep, it looks. That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
There too.
www.freedom.org.
We'll check it out later. So they are discussing things. Zach is talking about all the possibilities and things you can learn from this key, or really any key.
The freedom.com or freedom.org.
Every time. Motherfucker.
I told you I'd wait until you were in the middle of something.
I know.
Doesn't actually have a site of its own, but it moved me to freedomfund.org, which has to do with slavery and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Freeing modern slaves. I don't know if it actually has anything to do with this or not, but maybe at one point in time, freedom.org actually had something else.
Back in 2008 when it came out, maybe. Yeah. Or 2009. It's possible.
Anyways, back to
So Zach is like, we could, we can learn every philosophical work ever written, cutting edge math. Like, then Bode's like, the secrets of the world's best alligator wrestlers. I love that. But yeah, it's just one of those things where with this key we can do practically anything, kind of what we were talking about. Kinsey's like, it's not what I want to put in.
Show me.
Yeah, it's basically that.
Right. And then I guess Bode kind of brings up how they had pulled out the lady from the well from his head, and like immediately, like, you know, Zach's ears perk up. He's like, what'd she look like? And then he's like, well, try and imagine a cross-dressing vampiro bitch with snaggly nasty teeth and a green dead face. Then take whatever you're imagining and make it 10 times uglier.
And Bo's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Now here's the question, though. Since they pulled that out of Bode's mind and he saw it again without the memory of it, when they put it back in, would he have two memories of it inside of his mind then?
Ooh.
I mean...
Or would they end up overlapping each other once the original memory went back?
I think it'd overlap.
Probably.
I think.
Yeah.
That's the way I would take it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it was his memory originally.
Yeah.
And then it's just... Yeah, he's just putting it back into...
Sort of gotten uglier then.
Maybe. And so Kinsey says that she, instead of, you know, putting stuff in, like Zach was referring to before, she wants to take something out and kind of get rid of some old junk. And Tyler walks in at that point and asks, you know, like, what? We go back to Duncan, who is their back home. I believe this is... I don't know if Duncan and Tyler, or Duncan and, oh no, they do live together. So they're back at Brian and Duncan's house. He still has blood all over his head. Brian is holding an ice pack to his cheek because he got decked really well. But Duncan's like, Tyler, I need to talk to Tyler. He's in danger. And we go back, or we go outside and we have the two women followed these guys home. And the story continues of what she was saying about her guy, Ronnie, and saying how, you know, the last time she went to go check him out, or last time I went to visit, he couldn't look me in the eyes. He said he did say that Spick, that little queen, the one I told you all about, turned out he had friends. Ronnie lost 10 pounds over the summer. He said he doesn't always get to eat his lunch because other guys take it from him, bigger guys. Yeah.
Okay, this right here, though. Okay. I gave my hands a good scrubbing, you know. I think with that anti-Semitic soap.
Anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
would that kill
the AIDS? And it's like, oh my God, could you be any more Jack retard?
Yeah, like, it is bad. The interesting thing, though, is that we see the their mailbox. Brian and Duncan's mailbox.
I was looking at that.
And their...
Flag
is very interesting looking.
It looks like a lighthouse to me.
It does.
Which there's one right next to the key house you see later on during certain things.
But we also see somebody living there. Like somebody else living there. So I don't know what this... I'm interested to see what this key will do. Now...
Wait, so which key are you talking about?
That key right there, the one you're pointing at.
This is the key right here.
I'm pretty sure that's a key.
You think that's a key?
Why else would they... Why else
they
would
very
they do
prominently
that?
Show it, right?
Exactly.
I was looking at that. I was like, "That looks like it could be a key."
I mean, there's keys everywhere. Like
right.
My guess is that is a key for something.
You think so?
I just don't know what.
I wonder what the lighthouse would do.
I don't know.
It keeps ships from
we might
into the harbor.
I mean, maybe it like does something with the big light.
Maybe. I can guess that we'd find out in the next thing. Well,
probably.
in some volume somewhere that
prequel
in the future. Exactly, which they are going to be coming out with here soon, or in a one shot. Who knows?
Oh, shit.
All right, so we go back to
Tyler and Kinsey in their room talking about she wants to take out, what is it, the crying and the fear?
Fear. I want to take out the fear that's in there, and I'd like to forget how to cry. I am so fucking sick of crying.
And
so,
Tyler says, you know, I don't know if that's such a good idea. And she's like, I don't, you know, you didn't ask me for permission, you know, so just
we're going around with your stupid ideas, so go on. And so, they go ahead and do it.
See inside her head now.
Well, actually, we don't.
No?
No, we do not actually see inside her head.
Nope.
What we get, we have Tyler reaching in there, grabbing.
I like this, right? Or she says, there, it's that one right there. Yeah, right. Shit, slippery little bastard. Someone get something to put it in.
Yeah, so Bode grabs the nearest thing, which is just this pop bottle, and they grab Tyler grabs both the crying and the fear, and they shove it in there.
Is the pop called Smash?
Yeah. And this last page here, of this issue, we see her fear and her crying. The fear is this dark figure, very it looks like Kinsey because it's got the dyed hair piece.
But it's red instead of green. Mm-hmm.
But it's completely like demon looking, and she's wrapped in newspaper. And the newspaper, one thing I will notice, or that we notice in the corresponding issues, mm-hmm. newspaper is always changing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool. This one says, you know, double murder,
gang
something
violence soars, mm-hmm. hospitals like prisons,
killer chair, children in care abuse, something imaginable scale on an imaginable scale. Yeah, it's just I like that aesthetic of it. And then we have the crying emotion, I guess, her cry,
which has a faucet on the back of it and yep. spigots for finger, or not spigots, but spouts for fingers.
Mm-hmm. And she's cloaked in a
mourning cloak, mm-hmm. basically,
crying. She's holding
and
some
her
flowers.
Neck is also a pipe, like mm-hmm. it's nothing but, you know, waterworks.
Yeah, I've seen a cosplay of this online.
Oh yeah,
looked pretty fucking worth it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they did an amazing job. But yeah, so they are in this bottle, and that's the end of this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this lock and key story.